واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Imam Zia speaking to you from the Islamic Center of Irving. And I'd like to talk to you today about a very important topic, which is the unity of the Ummah. And this is, you know, something that has been emphasized right from the very beginning. The Prophet ﷺ encouraged people not to look at race, color, language, financial status, etc., but rather to unite on the basis of the faith. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold fast to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not differentiate. So this rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, different opinions of different scholars, but basically the Quran, the Sunnah, the Deen, the religion. So holding fast to it means that you unite under the one banner of Islam, La ilaha illallah. We see from the actions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that how he dealt with people from different nationalities, for example. He dealt with Bilal radiallahu ta'ala in such a way that he was regarded amongst the community at the time as the lowest of the low. A slave and from Abyssinia, dark of skin, and a person who is in the status of slavery, this was the lowest status that a person could have. Yet, when Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala set him free, the Prophet ﷺ gave him such an honorable status that he became the Mu'addin of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam from the beginning right to the end, up to the death of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And he left Medina because he could not bear to look at the same places that he used to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and he moved to Damascus because of that. There's a long story, but ultimately he had a dream of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and he came back to Medina to visit. But, you know, the point of this talk is to emphasize how the Prophet ﷺ took the status of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and put him to such a high status that he became known amongst the people as Sayyiduna Bilal, meaning our master Bilal. So Islam teaches this. He did the same thing with Suhaib al-Rumi, the Roman or Greek Sahabi who was white-skinned and had blue eyes. And he did the same thing with Salman al-Farsi, the Persian-speaking Sahabi who came all the way from Persia, from modern-day what we call Iran. So again and again we see this. So much so that the people around the Prophet ﷺ, they were arrogant because of the fact that they were Arabs. And they said that if these people, if these lowly people who speak different languages, they don't sit with you, then we would be interested in learning about Islam. But the Prophet ﷺ didn't give any person any kind of leeway in this respect. He kept and held fast to this opinion and to the viewpoint that everyone should remain united irrespective of which background they're from. And this is what we need to put into our lives also. If there was any superiority that anyone could have had because of a language that a person speaks, it would have been the Arabs over the non-Arabs. Why? Because they speak the language of the Quran. They speak the language of the Prophet ﷺ. They speak the language of Jannah. But even the Prophet ﷺ closed the door on this possibility by saying in the last khutbah, لَا فَضْلَ لِعَرَبِيٍ فَوْقَ أَعْجَمِيٍ إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَى. There is no status for an Arab over a non-Arab except through taqwa. And he said the same thing opposite. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to make sure we unite, and we unite not on the basis of our faith, of our languages, or the color of our skin. Rather, we focus under the banner of La ilaha illallah, and we love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spread salam to people that we know, and whether we don't know them, we invite people towards our houses, irrespective of what language they speak. And with this, inshallah, we will find that love will increase within the community, within the ummah, and we'll unite once again under the banner of Islam and not under the banner of races or countries. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.